Hey there, happy hump day. I'm Leslie Marshall. Welcome back. Only true democracy in talk here throughout the great radio stations nationwide on the Progressive Voices Network. More than a pleasure to have Eric Tate joining us in this hour. Mr. Tate is Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 848. And we're going to talk about a decision right here in the section of the country that I live in Southern California, that Toyota workers are voting to strike. We're going to talk about that. We saw the success that striking brought in West Virginia to workers there, and we've seen that happen. And by the way, folks, you know, workers wouldn't have to strike if employers just gave them the decent wage, the benefits, and all the other things they fight and strike for. Mr. Tate, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon. Welcome, and appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be on your show.
I'm in Los Angeles, and Torrance is part of Los Angeles County. Talk to us about this decision and how the decision came about by the Toyota parts workers in Torrance. My understanding is that, you know, even with the great tax break that Trump, you know, has given them, $2.7 billion in the case of Toyota, they don't want to share any of that tax break with their employees, unlike some other companies out there. Is that correct?
That is correct. They've decided that that money belongs to them, and they believe that the workers in some period of time that they don't know when will be making too much money, so they want to slow down their wages today in anticipation of them making too much money in the future.
Now, these workers, they stock parts for distribution to Toyota repair facilities. They restock them for the entire Southwest. They have voted to reject the final contract offer. They have authorized a strike. The vote was held Sunday over the weekend from your Teamster Local 848. And what happens when these workers strike? This will be a major work stoppage. And some people say it could cripple Toyota's ability to deliver the spare parts to dealers and other repair shops, not only in Southern California, but as far as like Salt Lake City, Utah, and other cities and towns in between.
That is correct. There's 172 workers in this warehouse. And then there's drivers that we also represent that take the parts to the dealerships, which would be honoring that picket line. So, you know, close to probably 220 people would be on the street if we pulled this line, and it would definitely cripple people from being able to get parts for their vehicles.
You know, we talk across the board in any industry that workers don't really reap mostly the benefits of tax breaks such as this. And this is an example, because if a corporation like Toyota, who's receiving a $2.7 billion with a B federal tax break as a result of tax cuts enacted by the president and Congress, and now they turn around and offer the workers raise of just 1%, that's even less than the workers got a couple of years ago when there was no $2.7 billion federal tax break. And the average, I always thought it was 3.2% was the average pay wage. This is less than half of the average pay raise that most workers will see who don't work for companies that got billions in tax breaks.
Correct. I looked it up on the internet this year. They said the average increase this year should be around 3.2%. And, you know, we're willing to take that, which is, I believe, is fair, since that's what everybody else is supposed to be getting. But instead, they're building a new a facility down in Mexico, which is costing them $1 billion-something out there. And I just read in the newspaper that they're going to go and do driverless cars, and they're seeking billions of dollars into that instead of giving it to their employees.
Yeah, the employees they expect to build and to make and to repair and to, you know, fix, you know, if there's any kind of a recall, these vehicles. It's terrible. The president had said millions of American workers, and I quote, millions of American workers will be seeing the signs of America's comeback in their paychecks in February. This is what he said the month before last in January. Very simply, your paychecks will be much bigger because our tax cuts, you will be keeping more of your hard-earned money. This must not only make the workers there at Toyota feel very underappreciated. But just when you look at the numbers, where they're putting the money, the comparisons of what they got before and what people are getting across the board, you know, I'm sure that the workers not only, you know, feel worthless, and it's a terrible feeling, you know, when your company makes you feel, you know, worthless, like the person behind all of this doesn't matter, on top of the slap in the face that, you know the numbers the company is getting, and that, you know, you're going to squeeze out 1%. I mean, I can't see anybody who wouldn't agree with these workers going on strike with such a ridiculous offer.
That's exactly how they feel. I spent a lot of time with them on Sunday after the vote and before the vote. Their feelings are hurt. They felt that the company cared about them, and they appreciated the hard work they were doing. They've been working these people overtime on a daily basis and most of the weekends throughout the year since last year, and they're not getting time to spend with their families. And they've made concessions in the past when the economy was bad, when we were going through those bad years. They took no raises and so forth to help the company survive during the bad years, and when the natural disaster hit Japan, they took a low increase. But when things are good and you know they're hitting record sales and billions of dollars in tax breaks, they come to us and say, "We don't want you to give you any more money. We think you're going to be making too much." Yeah, that hits you in the gut, and you know you don't understand what they're thinking is.
I hear you. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, if you want to join us, I want to hear from you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. The websites, toyotasharethetaxbreaks.com. Check it out. Find out what these workers are going through, why they're striking, and why shame on Toyota is, you know, not political. Okay, this is not like, you know, this is not political, folks. This is factual. $2.7 billion with a B that you're going to get in tax breaks, and you offer your employees 1%. What do you think about that? Maybe you work in manufacturing, in production for a car company. Maybe you own Toyota. Maybe you'll never buy Toyota. Right now, you're going to stay away from those showrooms until Toyota does the right thing with these workers. We want to hear from you. Go to toyotashareTheTaxBreaks.com. Also, check out Teamsters848.org. Follow the Teamsters on Twitter, at Teamsters848, and Instagram the same. We are back. Happy Wednesday. I'm Leslie Marshall. Our guest is Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 848, Eric Tate. We are talking about Toyota doesn't want to share $2.7 billion from the Trump tax breaks with their employees like so many other companies have. So the employees are not being unreasonable. I think we could all agree. Toyota's offering them a 1% raise. That's less than they received 2 years ago at the last contract. And that's less than the average employer increases people's pay, especially when the company's doing better because of a tax break, leaving you with an extra $2.7 billion in your bank account. And that's what's happening with Toyota workers, and specifically the Torrance Parts workers here in Southern California. Mr. Tate, thank you for holding. Welcome back. Good to have you with us, like I said. And folks, if you have a question or comment, you can give us a buzz. I know you'd like to listen to the interviews more, but you're always welcome to call in. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543 is the number. There are people out there. I heard, quote, we heard President Trump say that workers would be getting a pay raise with the tax breaks. So when Toyota got a $2.7 billion windfall, we expected to finally to be able to catch up with the high cost of living in our communities. And that was Daniel Valenzuela. He's a Teamsters Local 848 member, and he's worked at Toyota's Torrance Parts Distribution Center, PDC, for more than a decade. You know, I live in Southern California, and anybody who knows Southern California knows that housing is off the charts. It's one of the reasons Los Angeles now has the highest homeless population, because it's very hard to find affordable housing, whether you rent or you buy. And you really need to make more to live in certain cities in this country, in certain communities. And Los Angeles and all of the county and surrounding metropolitan area here in Southern California, definitely number one or two, depending on the year, as far as highest cost of living, right? I mean, so these workers aren't being unreasonable. It's not just that there's this, you know, big $2.7 billion, surplus in a sense for Toyota due to the tax break, but these are workers who very much live paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, they're asking for what other people are getting across the board when other companies may not have received such a tax break, right?
Correct. Yeah, they just want what's fair. They don't want anything extra. Give us, the increases we've gotten in the past, and let's finish this negotiation.
So that people understand what type of increases, what are the demands with this strike? Is that the only request that they have of Toyota, of their employer, in the contract? And what have they received in the past percentage-wise?
Well, percentage, they give bonuses along with giving wage increases. So it's hard to get a percentage to that, including the bonus, but it's somewhere between 3% and 4% that they've gotten in the past a year. we feel that's a fair number to get.
Yeah, at least three. You got to look at just COLA cost, of living adjustment that most people are getting, 3.2% or higher. So I don't feel what they're asking for, again, is unreasonable, because I said, and you have to remember, what it costs to live here. What does it cost to make ends meet in the LA area? These employees of Toyota are struggling to make ends meet because this region, Southern California, is 43% more expensive. 43% more expensive than the national average. And it's due to, what I mentioned, the high cost of housing, whether you rent or whether you own, whether you're paying rent or whether you're paying a mortgage. This would also expose the families of these workers, correct me if I'm wrong, to uncapped health care costs. And that's something they can't afford on top of, 1% to me is practically, you could call it no raise and a slap in the face. And then on top of it, the uncapped health care cost, what are these individuals supposed to do? Go get another job? Having a full-time job for a company with all this money? Could you talk to us about that?
Especially at this point in juncture, we don't know what's going to happen with health care. It's been, several times they've tried to remove it. If that ever happens, health care is going to shoot through the roof. And without, these caps, with it being uncapped like that, their health care could, increase by, 20-30%.
You had said, Mr. Tate, all we want is to be able to keep up with the cost of living and protect our families. Toyota has demonstrated how little the company values employees' hard work, and our members are prepared to go on strike if necessary. So that folks understand, Mr. Tate, they hear about, people were striking in, West Virginia. They hear about strikes other places in the country and, a forthcoming strike in Southern California, specifically in Torrance with these workers. When the decision is made, can you, walk us through that decision? It's not just somebody goes, I don't get what I want, boom, strike. I mean, there are steps that are taken. You guys don't, nobody's walking off the job, day one, after a corporation is refusing the, and I don't want to say demands, the requests of these employees. Could you speak to, in a sense, what does it take to make a decision to strike? Because it's a difficult decision, I would imagine.
Yeah, we make the decision to strike when everything else has failed. We do things like we put it, out to you folks in the media to try and get the word out as to what's going on. Another step, we may leaflet the dealerships to reach the public to get support from them. We have about 20 different steps we have on this particular case that we're going to go through to get the company to do what's right. And if after those 20 steps it still isn't there, then we have no choice but to pull the folks out, as a last regret, last step.
What kind of pressures does having to strike for basic cost of living increases put first on the employees? And then I want to talk about, what obviously, the pressure is going to put on Toyota. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, talk about the pressure to strike for these employees.
Well, nobody wins in a strike. we have a strike fund at this local, so they'll get money from us in addition to getting money from the international. But it's nowhere close to what, they're normally making. And then also, the loss of their medical, which is another thing that we're fighting to get covered. So, I've been on strike lines where people have lost their homes, cars, families have broken up, and but they're fighting for a cause, and so they stick with it.
Now, a strike just at the Torrance facility alone could potentially cripple Toyota. At least their supply lines, right? Because it would make it impossible to get replacement parts to dealers and to other repair shops. The parts warehouse stocks and distributes parts to shops, not just in Southern California, and we know how large that is and how many shops they are. Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and other major cities throughout the Southwest. So even though it is devastating to have to strike for the workers, you know, if I'm sitting at Toyota and I know the potentially, you know, crippling effect to the supply lines that this is going to make, you know, I'd be picking up the phone and at least coming up to the cost of living adjustment. You know, he's throwing something higher than that 1% on the table. I know you're expecting them to do that, but aren't you surprised they haven't already?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is they'll reroute those parts to try and, you know, meet the needs of their customers, which is the dealerships. They have another parts distribution in Ontario, which I'm sure they'll probably put extra work on them. And by the way, because they're non-union out there, guess what? They've already given them their 1% increase, and they have no way of fighting. You know, they take it or leave it. So, yeah, they'll reroute it to there. They'll hit their other DC distribution centers they have throughout the United States to try and make up for what's not happening out of Torrance. And it'll cost them a lot of money to do that, but, you know, they got to do something to try and, you know, keep their customers happy.
This is another example of why being a part of a union is a good thing, because you guys fight. The Teamsters fight for their employees. I am so impressed by the Teamsters and President Hoffa. I've said this, you know, when I've given speeches with him present, or, you know, whenever I've, you know, seen him at some type of function. I like the fact you guys fight and don't back down. I've seen things settled 5 years later, you know, by you guys. And but this is not just that the union fights on behalf of the employee, but like you said, you know, they're going to give that 1% increase to those non-union workers, and those non-union workers, you know, can either take it or get another job, which is certainly not always easy to do, especially right now. Numbers for, you know, job openings aren't very high. So I'm glad that you mentioned that they are taking those who are non-union that 1%.
They'll lose their seniority, you know, their years of service there. They're going to start over if they decide to go elsewhere. So most of the time they just take it. And hopefully one day they'll decide they don't have to take it and organize and, you know, start fighting back.
Speaking of fighting back, in addition to striking, Teamsters Local 848, your local, is considering filing charges with the National Labor Relations Board against Toyota for bargaining in bad faith and failing to respond to its economic proposals. Is that still a consideration on the table?
Absolutely. We have 15 open proposals that the company never even responded to. They act like they never saw it, and went straight to the three items they wanted to hit, which was the medical, the pension, and the wages.
What kind of a message do you think it sends to Toyota's employees and their families that this company doesn't even want to pay them a basic cost of living adjustment for their hard work, and especially now when they have even more money to do so at their disposal?
Well, it's very disheartening to them, because up until this point, they believed that they had a company that cared about them and, you know, has been taking care of them all these years. And all of a sudden, you know, they took a hit for them when things were bad, and now they're not reciprocating when things are good.
Yeah, I would imagine a slap in the face, especially when you hear people like that Mr. Valenzuela, who's, you know, worked for them for over a decade. I've worked for companies in the past where I don't feel like they care about me. I can't even imagine spending that much time. And also, these are not cush jobs like people think. And when I say that, it's a very good job, and it can be a decent paying job, not that decent living in Southern California because the high cost of living, especially the housing cost. But, you know, these people are doing physical manual labor. That's taxing not only on the brain, but on the body. I would imagine you want your employees to be their best, and that means the best health care. And that means enough money to pay whatever, you know, healthcare doesn't cover that you can cover out of pocket, to be able to buy good, healthy food for the worker and their families. And maybe some of their families are going to be future workers for this company. So it's actually a win-win if Toyota would really, you know, meet the demands of those working at this facility.
That, and also, I mean, if they hired more people, they wouldn't have to work their current workers to the bone with extra overtime during the week and additional overtime on the weekend. Like I said, these people are spending more time at work than at, you know, with their families, and they really need to get a third shift or get more people in there so they can meet the needs of their customers.
What can folks in Southern California do to help support the employees?
They can write letters, talk when they go to their dealership to get their car fixed if they're a Toyota owner. You know, tell the dealership we don't like what's going on with these workers in Torrance. They can call, you know, the corporate office in Plano, Texas, and tell them that they need to do the right thing. And, you know, any help, they can give phone calls to the local and ask if they want to come out when we establish a line to leaflet the dealerships. We'll take any help that we can get.
There are comments for those that have signed the petition at toyotasharethetaxbreaks.com. That's toyotasharethetaxbreaks.com. Here's one. Because my husband works for Toyota and all this mandatory overtime is taking away from our family life, he is dedicated hard worker and Toyota needs to acknowledge his dedication and hard work. Listen to this. For 36 years. That's a woman named Marcy. Another says corporations were given tax breaks on the pretense of passing down to employees to help the economy, not to help pad the pockets of corporate shareholders. Which a lot of people in the Democratic Party said was going to happen as a result of this tax break. It wouldn't, for the most part, trickle down to employees. And that was from Laura. And Thomas says, Toyota discriminates against union workers. Saying you don't get bonuses because you're union? Try saying because you're a woman or black and see what happens. Share the windfall. We work 7 days a week, months on end, filling Toyota's greedy pockets. Is it fair to say, do you agree with that Toyota is discriminating against the union workers, the Teamster use union workers in this instance?
Yeah, I don't know what happened with this company. I saw the statement they put out this morning in the Daily Breeze, and they basically said the workers should be glad they got a job, and we feel that our offer was fair.
And by the way, oh sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was gonna say, you can see that statement in the paper. It came out this morning.
Well, I got to tell you, you said what they can do is write letters or how about phone calls, folks? The corporate number for Toyota, which is in Plano, Texas, and it's toll free, so you can let them pay for it, is 800-331-4331. Again, the corporate number for Toyota in Plano, Texas is 800-331-4331. Mr. Tate, thank you so much for being with us. Eric Tate, Secretary Treasurer. Yes, thank you. And thank you for taking the time. I know it's a busy time with all going on there at Teamsters Local 848. And I know that you'll be victorious in this fight because it's the right thing to do. And I believe that in the end, right usually overcomes wrong. Thank you. Mr. Eric Tate, Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 848. Once again, those websites are ToyotaShareTheTaxBreaks.com. Go on there, read or add, and like I said, call that number, 800-331-4331. Also, go to Teamsters848.org, read more about this in more detail. On Twitter, follow Teamsters848 at Teamsters848 and on Instagram at Teamsters848 as well.